Welcome to this Leading with Excellence podcast featuring a previous IAPSS District Superintendent of the Year, IAPSS past president, and the current superintendent of the Yorktown Community Schools, Dr. Greg Henshaw. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Executive Director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows our listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence and reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader, someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and a genuine care for people. Let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Dr. Greg Henshaw. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You've been a superintendent for many years. You've had an opportunity to have many different experiences in the superintendent's role. But right now, you're at Yorktown Schools. Tell us about Yorktown as a community just outside of Muncie, Indiana.
Right. Yorktown, in many ways, would be described as almost the stereotypical suburban district. Mm-hmm. It's a district of just under 3,000 students, primarily residential in its demographic mm-hmm. makeup or its tax base. And it's directly on the west side of Muncie and on the east side of Anderson Community Schools. So almost in every way that you can think of, it's a suburban district.
What brought you to Yorktown? Because you have had some other opportunities. You were very successful in your previous superintendency. What attracted you to come to Yorktown?
So I am a lifelong East Central Indiana guy. I've known of Yorktown my whole life. And I started my career at Westdale, which was the next district north. I'm a Ball State graduate. And then I went over to Delta, and I was assistant principal at Delta and then principal at Delta High School. And if you're old enough to know Saved by the Bell, and I know you are, Valley and Bayside were the big rivals on that sitcom. And Delta and Yorktown are the big rivals in Delaware County, two large suburban districts in Delaware County. And I went back home to Randolph County, was superintendent at Randolph Central for 9 years. But specifically, the reason I got to Yorktown was because my predecessor there, who had been a colleague at Westdale, we were first-year teachers together.
Is that right?
Dr. Jennifer McCormick called me and recruited me to come and take that job. So that's how I ended up at Yorktown.
And that's when she was leaving to become state superintendent.
Correct. Correct. She was elected in November, and I think in January, actually, it was around there before she was sworn in mm-hmm. as state superintendent. She called me and said, "Hey, my board would like to hire you at Yorktown." I told them they'll never get you, she said. And 9 years later, I'm still there. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
You have deep roots in Delaware County. Talk about that and how important it is for you to be close to family and here in Delaware County.
I actually have deep roots in Randolph County, which is the next county.
That's where,
east.
Okay.
So. Yes. And so, believe it or not, Randolph County's government was organized in the cabin of one of my ancestors who was a pioneer settler. He was a county commissioner. And so I live about a half a mile from home. And in between where I live and my parents still live is the farm of our grandparents. And my brother lives on that farm. Mm. And so we're in the same neighborhood where we've been directly for 80 years and within 2 or 3 miles of where our families lived for almost 200 years.
Wow. Wow. Why is that important to you to be so close to family?
You know, I think part of it is just the way that I was raised on the farm. My mother was a teacher. She was a longtime kindergarten teacher at Monroe Central. My grandmother, Henshaw, who also lived there in that neighborhood, was a longtime teacher at Monroe Central, Western Randolph County. And so faith and family and traditions and those things have always been important. Mm-hmm. I have one brother, and I mean, we literally can see each other's houses from home. And my parents built a new house about 15 years ago, and my mom's kitchen window it frames my brother's house and my house from where she washes dishes uh-huh. in the evening. And I think she did that on purpose. But
I guarantee
you know, that sense of of family is really important mm-hmm. and tradition, and especially in my Randolph Central years, anything that anybody in the community asked me to do, I said I'll do it because mm-hmm. I'm here in a smaller community and had the position to try to make things better in the community, not just educationally, but in other ways as well.
Talk about your involvement in the Yorktown community, because you know community is right. critically important, especially in your role as superintendent, being one of the largest employers in the community, certainly having a great deal of influence and making some big decisions that impact everyone
right.
with their businesses, with their homes, with their families. How do you engage yourself in the Yorktown community?
Right. You know, Yorktown is an interesting place because it has a distinct identity, but in many ways it's just a neighborhood of the larger Muncie community. But the identity that establishes it is the fact that it has its own school district. Mm-hmm. And it's always been a well-regarded district. And so I work hard to try to make those connections. One of the things that I do is I attend the Chamber of Commerce meetings every month. Mm-hmm. And I'm invited to share a report every month. And so that is a great way to network that I've done for as long as I've been there. There aren't a lot of service clubs in Yorktown. Service clubs are kind of a different thing, I think, in this era. But I have spoken to lots of service clubs, been in those organizations, connected with pastors in the community. We have a really great group of retirees. We have a great historical alliance. And if you know me, you know I'm first and foremost a history teacher.
Yeah.
And so I've been able to build connections in those ways. And then in the larger Delaware County community, of course. I do a monthly radio broadcast on one of the local talk stations. And anyway, just trying to make efforts to be connected with all the different people and facets of that community is important. I attend a ton of athletic and musical and drama events, and so that's fun too.
You mentioned your faith earlier being important, and you just talked about history. And you and I have talked about some historical things, and you always amaze me with your knowledge of history, especially in this area. Talk about how those two things have come together in your life outside of the superintendency, because I know that helps you to stay grounded and helps to kind of be a different attention seeker for you than leading the school district of Yorktown.
Yeah. And I would say the history piece, it's one of those things that it must be in my DNA somewhere. I've been interested in history since the time I was very young. That same grandmother who was a teacher, my grandmother was almost 70 years old when I was born and was retired from teaching. But I remember being at her house when I was in elementary school and having a conversation with my grandmother about the Civil War. And she told me then that her grandfather was a Union Army veteran, and he was actually had been a prisoner of war, and she could remember him. Mm. She was about 9 when he died. And so that personal connection of feeling like these aren't just stories in a dusty book somewhere, these are things that people lived. And because of family being in the same place for so many years, you have an opportunity to personally experience and interact and connect with those stories or people who lived them. And on the faith piece, I come from a family where that's always been important. And we've had the blessing to live close to our family church. And in fact, it's my mother's home church, my grandmother's home church. My great-grandfather was raised in that church, and both of his grandmothers were members of the church that we currently attend. Uh-huh. And so then I've been really active in denominational things and served in a lot of capacities, had an opportunity to serve. Currently, I'm serving on the board of Josiah White's, used to be known as White's Institute, which is a facility to help the neediest of youth.
Some of our challenged children.
Yes. Yep. And it's got a faith basis in our denomination. And so that gives me a different perspective too as a public school person. And then the things that we think are challenges to you go into kids that are in the justice system or have really high needs. And so to be able to do that's been important too.
When you think of, so you have that aspect and that perspective, and you also have the aspect of working with your students at Yorktown. When you think about it, where we currently are today, and we look towards the future, and so uncertain because of all of the changes that we don't even know what will happen, but we're preparing our children for that world. When you think about your students graduating from Yorktown, what excites you the most about the opportunities they have and about what you're doing to make sure they're prepared?
You know, I think as a superintendent, and I was a high school principal also, the number one test of the effectiveness of your system is, are kids coming out, are they matriculating from your district or from your high school and able to to do what they want to do or what their families have aspired for them to do. And it isn't always college, but a test for me is, are we preparing kids to be independent, effective citizens, responsible members of society? And at Yorktown, it is disproportionately successful. We have a student this year who is an academic admission to MIT from Yorktown. We have a senior who's going to Notre Dame. Know of a couple of kids that are direct admits to Kelley School of Business. And that's really not exceptional for us. And so
it's expected.
Yes. And so that test of, does the high school experience at Yorktown prepare the student, first of all, to be admitted to where they want to be admitted to, and then secondly, to be successful when they're there. That's the test. And in my Randolph Central years, you know, it was different demographics. But still trying to create those opportunities. I think that's maybe the number one responsibility of a superintendent, at least in terms of curriculum and instruction, is creating opportunities that allow students to feel connected and then be successful. And it's a different challenge in different communities because you're dealing with a different set of circumstances on the ground.
We know that superintendents aren't successful without a great team around them. When you are looking to build your team, and I know you have an exceptionally strong team in Yorktown, what are those things that you look for to really create that leadership team that you can rely upon, that you can challenge with the vision and the direction, and then let them run?
Yeah, and it's ironic that you're asking me because I'm going to be interviewing assistant superintendent candidates next week, and that is the first time in 18 years as a superintendent that I'll be hiring an assistant superintendent. I've worked with the people who are in place in both districts when I got there. But in terms of what do I look for, I mean, if we're thinking about that role or even the principal's roles, first of all, and it's probably underrated in our current culture, but you have to have people who are good managers. Yes. They have to be organizationally strong. They have to have a good sense of what their primary daily function is in managing whatever tasks are in front of them. And in a school, that's complex, especially in a high school.
It is.
But in addition to that, the best administrators are people who can pick a point on the horizon or 30,000 feet or whatever. I'm mixing my metaphors. But some goal that's out there and still move consistently toward that goal while managing the daily operations. Yeah. And to me, that's the difference between just being a manager and being a visionary and being able to implement change and provide those bigger opportunities. Yorktown is fortunate because of where we are. We're close to Ball State. We compensate relatively well. I mean, teachers never get rich, but our compensation system is as good as any in this part of the state. And so we're able to attract high-quality teachers. But what are we looking for? We're looking for people who understand the basics of instruction and classroom management, but beyond that, have an awareness of how the interpersonal cultural context is different. It's different. How working with kids is different than it was. I know that's a cliche, but then also have a vision for the value that they can add to individual students by programming curriculum, instruction, et cetera. We have some phenomenal people.
And it still comes down to working with each individual child.
Correct.
In their circumstance, whatever that circumstance is, whatever they bring to the classroom to make sure that we're giving them great opportunities and explorations and all the things we're able to provide.
Right.
And so the last question I always ask our guests, when you think of Leading with Excellence, the name of our podcast here, especially in the context of public education, what does that mean to you to lead with excellence?
You know, I think one of the things that maybe I realize at this point in my career is Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. And so, and if you've heard of the book titled Tinkering Toward Utopia, that's been characteristic of American public ed forever, is this reform cycle. But even in light of those things, I think leading with excellence, no matter what era or where, what context, is always, are you looking for ways to leave it better than you found it?
I love that.
And I can look back, and some of it's in terms of facilities, but the things that I think impact kids the most are, adding opportunities educationally. Mm-hmm. And so whether that's early college, whether that's career and technical ed opportunities, things that you did in Wayne, you know, there you can point to those kinds of things. But where you can add that margin of excellence, that's the term that we use in Yorktown, adding the margin of excellence, and point to the things where individual students benefit because of the initiatives that you undertook as a leader. Mm. And when you can point to those things, man, you can always get up the next morning and go back in and do it again, no matter how hard it's been.
Gives you that energy.
Yes. If you can reflect upon here is a list of five things recently, and the students and the parents may never think Jeff Butts did that or Greg Henshaw did that, but you can know that you played that role. And that's enough to say, did I leave Randolph Central better than I found it? Am I going to leave Yorktown Community Schools better than I found it? And that's really a philosophy that I've had for a long time.
I love that focus of margins of excellence.
Yeah, thank you.
That's great. Greg, thanks for being my guest.
Thanks for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been the superintendent of the Yorktown Community Schools, Dr. Greg Henshaw. Greg's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.